This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things you need to know about Amazon on the way into this next story. Number one, they advertise on this program. And number two, ticker symbol AMZN, while up today, as was tech more broadly, Amazon is still off more than 40% the last 12 months, 40%. And the Wall Street Journal reports CEO Andy Jassy is looking to cut costs where he can. Amazon's got good company doing that, of course. Meta's laying off 11,000 people. Google and a bunch of others are slowing their hiring. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler how Amazon might be planning for the downside risk.
Amazon's senior leadership team regularly reviews its investment outlook and financial performance. That's what the company said in a statement today. It added, as part of this year's review, "We're of course taking into account the current macro environment and considering opportunities to optimize costs." That's all well and good, says Gene Munster at Loop Ventures, a tech investment company, but he says this one feels different.
This review has some investment areas that have been kind of core to the company over the past 5 years. Some of those areas are under more of a microscope, which is different than a typical review.
Investment areas like Alexa and brick-and-mortar retail outlets. But Brendan Witcher, a principal analyst at Forrester, says the story isn't just about Amazon trying to cut costs.
The story is more about watch how they cost cut and watch how it'll likely be probably more lightweight than you would expect.
Witcher says historically, Amazon has been good about not overcutting, whether it's in investments or jobs. He says that's because the company understands it's so big now that cuts in one area will almost certainly affect others. And to be clear, Amazon isn't the only firm talking about cutting costs right now.
I think the clock has struck midnight for big tech in terms of hyper growth.
Dan Ives is a managing director at Wedbush Securities.
It's not just Amazon. You're seeing it for Apple, Microsoft, of course, Meta. You know, this is really Amazon being cautious ahead of what looks like a dark storm cloud coming in terms of this recession.
Which is something Arun Sundaram at research firm CFRA says shareholders want to hear.
Investors want to see companies like Amazon kind of tighten their belt and prepare for a slower economic growth in 2023.
As part of that belt tightening, in August, Amazon said it was closing its telehealth unit, Amazon Care. And just last week, the company announced a hiring freeze across corporate jobs. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.